From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says security in Afghanistan is a mixed picture, and in some parts of the country, the Taliban clearly has established a presence. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Gates says it will take many years to rebuild Afghanistan with the help of other nations and private organizations.
In terms of the security situation, I think you're looking at a much shorter time frame.
So several years to get stable security in the country, you think?
No, I said it's unpredictable. I said perhaps in a few years, but I think we have to show progress over the course of the next year.
That progress can already be seen in the southern province of Helmand, Gates says, where an ongoing Marine offensive is targeting Taliban forces. Sometime next month, Gates will receive an update on Afghanistan from his top commander there, General Stan McChrystal. Soon after will be a decision about whether even more U.S. troops are needed. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Mixed signals on the economy are showing that while the recession may be easing, there are still some bumps in the road. The government announced today that retail sales, excluding autos, fell a tenth of a percent in July. First-time jobless claims took an unexpected jump last week, rising by 4,000 to 558,000. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's. He says he expects things to remain rocky for a while.
I don't think we're quite at the bottom on this recession yet. We're getting close to it. But the pace of decline has slowed down, and I think we'll start be seeing more ups than downs over the next few months.
Most analysts had been expecting a drop in the weekly jobless numbers. A longer four-week average designed to smooth out volatility in the labor market also moved higher, as after falling for six straight weeks. Guitarist Les Paul has died. The 94-year-old musician died of complications from pneumonia at White Plains Hospital in New York. The guitarist was also a pioneer of the electric guitar and other recording studio technologies. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
As early as 1929, Les Paul was already working on trying to make his acoustic guitar louder. And once crooner Bing Crosby gave him a tape recorder, he eventually devised technology to create a forerunner of a multi-track recording device. In the 1950s, Paul and his wife, vocalist Mary Ford, sold millions of records while hosting a television show from their home. But Paul's greatest influence was as a guitarist. His playing and his early work on developing the solid body electric guitar made him a hero to a legion of rockers such as Eric Clapton and Eddie Van Halen. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 36 points. This is NPR News. The Philadelphia Eagles have signed Michael Vick to a two-year deal less than a month after he was released from suspension. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says Vick can practice in the last two preseason games. Goodell says he'll determine next year whether the one-time NFL star can be fully reinstated. Vick was suspended after pleading guilty to funding a dogfighting operation. He recently completed an 18-month sentence. The third of fourth Lincoln Bicentennial one-cent coins was released by the U.S. Mint today from member station WUIS in Springfield, Illinois. Jenna Dooley has the story.
Ron Burns of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, drove to Springfield to be among the first in the nation to get the new penny. He even pierced his own ears to fashion some 2009 pennies.
A little bit of super glue and a couple of posts, and it's right in business.
The coin features the 16th president giving a speech in front of Illinois' old state capitol. U.S. Mint Director Edmund Moy says common pennies aren't usually a rarity to collectors, but this one may stand out.
It's a fraction of what we normally make, and so people like to be able to be the first ones to have it.
Moy says because of the economy, the number of coins being ordered by banks has shrunk. The Mint typically makes between 5 and 8 billion pennies a year, but he estimates the number to drop to around 2 billion. For NPR News, I'm Jenna Dooley in Springfield.
The so-called Cash for Clunkers program is proving big business for Ford. It plans to build more of its popular Focus and Escape models, which have been top sellers under the program. Ford expects its vehicle production in the third quarter will be 2% higher than originally forecast. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.